This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Lessons from the Great North on how to attract workers. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, there was a new sign that inflation is calming down. There's word that wholesale prices in May dropped by 0.3%, more than expected. The producer price index is now up just 1.1% in a year. Larry Adam is chief investment officer at Raymond James. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there are new signs even that inflation's cooling down, at least a little, right?
No, I think that PPI number that came out this morning continues to suggest that this disinflationary trend that we've been in continues to gain momentum. And, you know, that's a good sign for this economy and the Fed going forward.
I mean, it's just another piece of this puzzle that the Federal Reserve members are trying to put together. What do you think we're going to get this afternoon? Are they going to touch interest rates, do you think?
Look, I don't think there's any ambiguity over what they're going to do with interest rates today. They're going to leave interest rates unchanged for the first time in 11 meetings. But I think the bigger story will be when Fed Chair Powell has his post-meeting press conference. And the reason for that is that I think he's going to have to strike a balance between communicating a pause without necessarily suggesting the end to the tightening cycle. And I think the biggest question, and we've discussed this before, is the fact that there's no question that the data, meaning inflation and growth, continue to move in the direction that the Fed wants. It's just not happening at the pace that they want. So I think the biggest question for me in the markets will be how much patience the Fed really has to watch these trends develop further.
Yeah, and we'll get a sense of it in the briefing. You know, even if the headline says Fed leaves interest rates alone, just exactly how they nuance that will be interesting.
No, it will be absolutely interesting because, for example, a couple of meetings ago, as you recall, Fed Chair Powell said that he'd start to declare some victory over inflation, right? Well, that may have been a little bit premature, but if he were to do anything like that today, I think that would continue to be a positive for this equity market.
Always good to talk to Larry Adam, Chief Investment Officer at Raymond James. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
There have been painful layoffs in some sectors, including tech and media. Yet the overall unemployment rate is still at a very low 3.7%, and many companies are looking far and wide for people to hire. For a lesson on how to get these workers, let's turn to a remote corner of northwest Minnesota. This is a region that has long experience dealing with worker shortages, and Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell made several trips there to find out more. Next week here, we'll hear his series, A Hot Job Market Where It's Cold as Hell. But let's get a preview now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
What drew you up there? I assume not the warm ocean breezes or the opportunity to go snorkeling to see tropical fish.
Not at all. I mean, look, this is rural, it's remote, and the winters, they're very long, they're very cold. Yet you have this handful of dynamic companies that have managed to grow and expand. So I wondered if management's experience coping with scarce labor might hold lessons for the rest of the country.
I know, right, because layoffs are in the headlines, but so are so many other businesses that are having trouble attracting the talent they need. And here's an area where they seem to know how to do that.
Yeah, and I think for the rest of the country, you know, management should get used to scarce labor markets. The combination of low rates of immigration, people having fewer children, and increased retirements with the aging of the population, well, that translates into slow labor force growth.
Well, let's tell people what these anchor companies in that region are. You may recognize their names. I know Polaris. What else you got?
I think you know DigiKey, right? It's the global distributor of electronic equipment, $5 billion revenue company.
You got Central Boiler up there. I guess maybe some people's windows in their homes may come from there.
That's right. Marvin Windows and 2,800 employees are based in War Road, Minnesota. By the way, War Road is a town of 1,800.
To keep people, these companies must also offer decent pay and benefits.
Well, they do. And the other thing is, David, the tight labor market, it's pushed management to focus on retaining workers. And the way that you do that is you invest in their skills, their education, you embrace flexible work schedules, and you encourage over time, you know, job shifts.
But if a company wants to grow, it also needs more people. How are they doing that?
You're right. They need to recruit to this region, partly because there are some economic trends that are unfolding that might benefit these companies, such as reshoring, you know, bringing more production in the U.S. So to take advantage of the opportunities, business and civic leaders, they're combining forces to deal with the two biggest barriers to recruitment and retention, the lack of affordable housing and childcare. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? And everyone has realized that economic development and community development, you know, they're really two sides of the same coin.
Indeed. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.
How the pros at several big companies get people to come to work in a sometimes forbidding land. It helps that the non-tropical fishing is good. The series runs here next week. Now, the Federal Reserve has its state-of-the-art economic briefing later today, along with its interest rate decision. Listen later to my Marketplace colleague, Kai Rizdahl, on many public radio stations or streaming from Marketplace.org. It's the Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.